keeps the website Behind the Black. We spend much time talking about the travails of the richest man in the solar system, Mr. Musk, and his Starship. But there is a goal here, and that's Mars. Bob, where on Mars, and what do we know about the landing site?
Yes, John, this is another one of those stories that I broke. Just as I predicted, they would not get their launch off of Starship Super Heavy as planned because of regulatory problems. I also was the one who broke the story of where SpaceX was planning to land Starship on Mars. And I've got another post on Behind the Blackness. I posted a cool image of some of the territory very close to that landing site on Mars. It's in the northern lowland plains. That's why and SpaceX chose this area because it's relatively flat, makes for a large margin of error when you're landing for the first time. It's also a place where there's a lot of near-surface ice. One scientist said that you could literally stick a shovel in the ground and you hit ice in this location. And all data shows that. And so I posted an image very close to this location, only about 25 miles away, where everything you look at is ice. And it's very clearly ice. You see a lot of depressions with what look like corroding glaciers. And you've got the surface above those depressions look like it's corroding snow late early spring when the first warm temperatures arrive. And this is why SpaceX chose this location, because there will be lots of available water here. And that's the good thing, John.
And what does the mission look like, Bob? They're going to touch down, scoop up dirt, and come back?
When Starship goes to the Mars, their plan is much more ambitious, according to Musk. His plan is to send multiple ships there, some to bring supplies for later manned missions. So it would land, it would be setting up a base right off the bat. And considering the size of Starship, it's a perfectly reasonable plan because it has payload capabilities that allow them to bring a lot of stuff there, including the Starship itself. You land the Starship and leave it there, you've got a giant habitat already sitting on the surface. And so their plan is ambitious. I mean, he says he wants to bring 1 million people to Mars. That's maybe overly ambitious, but to build a base very quickly with Starship is not unreasonable at all.
And those bumps on this terrain, we think that's ice? The bumps?
Yes, the white bumps inside the depression are almost certainly glacial debris. It's ice that's forming the glacier. It's got debris on top to kind of protect it, but it's also corroding away, sublimating away from as the seasons pass. And the surface around it is also probably very impregnated with ice as well. You've got a lot of near-surface ice in this location, and it's going to. These depressions are not impact craters. They have no upraised rims. They are very clearly depressions caused by the sublimation of the ice from the ground, John.
All right. Percy is busy in Jezero Crater. We're looking ahead. Is that Ingenuity you're spotting out there?
I think so, but I admit in the post that those possible features could be rocks. The resolution of this navigation camera image that I post on Behind the Black isn't good enough to really be sure, but Ingenuity should be in this picture. This is a picture that the navigation camera took looking forward in westward at the gap in the rim of Jezero Crater where Perseverance will eventually travel. And so I figured that's a nice picture. Let's post it. We can get an idea of the terrain here. I'm a tourist at heart here. And so that's posted. And in this picture, Ingenuity, in its present location, is supposed to be sitting. And I looked at the picture. It doesn't have high resolution. It's a navigation camera image. So it's not meant to look at far distance things. There are two features that could be Ingenuity, and I point them out. They might not be. It's just hard to tell. But either way, it gives us a sense of the future of Perseverance's travels, which are going to be quite interesting when it goes through the gap and leaves Jezero Crater.
All right, so sure. Percy is heading up Naretva Vallis. It's going up that channel. Is that it? It's going to make it.
That's the eventual plan. Yes. At the moment, if you look at the map, it's actually moving along it's right now moving along the red line, the red dotted line on my map here. To get to the end of that red dotted line, the planned released route of Perseverance, that's a very important geological point. From that point, they will move up the Naretva Vallis out of the crater.
Betelgeuse signaling us since 2019. What is Betelgeuse? What's the signal, Bob?
Betelgeuse is a very giant, super giant red star, and it is really essentially a gas bag, the kind of pulses back and forth. Think of a blob of water in zero gravity. In 2019 and 20, it dimmed. And there have been a bunch of theories about why. New data strengthens the theory that the star had a dust outburst, which blocked the light for a period of time. It actually had a release of material, which turned into dust, which blocked the light and caused the dimming. That's the theory. And new spectroscopic data from ground-based telescopes now strengthens that theory, John.
So I need to put away my SOS in space theory, Bob?
That's right. This was not because it was going supernova. It was because of just the natural fluctuations of this giant gas bag.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Remember, February, Valentine's Day for Starship. We love Elon Musk. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.